Donald Trump Jr. praises House conservatives. Best deal the right has ever gotten from Republican leadership. By Nick Gilbertson on January 6, 2023. Donald Trump Jr. praised conservative Republicans on Friday for achieving the best deal conservatives have ever received from GOP leadership as Republicans begin to coalesce behind leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, for Speaker of the House. "Proud of my conservative friends in the House who just won the best deal the right has ever gotten from Republican leadership," he wrote. "We need to put petty personal disputes aside and do what's best for the movement. This is a transformational deal that will change Congress for the better." McCarthy and his allies have been negotiating with 21 Republicans, many of whom are Freedom Caucus members, who have voted against him. On Friday morning, Breitbart News' Ashley Oliver reported that the sides were close to striking a deal and noted key concessions he has made, largely designed to shift more power from Republican leadership to rank-and-file members as well as to House Freedom Caucus members specifically. She added, "McCarthy has offered a one-member threshold for a motion to vacate the chair, a rule that allows a speaker to be ousted mid-Congress. He has also offered Freedom Caucus members more seats on the Rules Committee and pledged votes on certain legislation, including term limits." The first speaker vote on Friday, which was the 12th so far, evidenced that the sides were coming closer together as McCarthy picked up 14 votes from those who had repeatedly voted against him, bringing his total to 213. In the next round, McCarthy did even better, reaching 214 votes. He needs 218 votes if all members are present and voting, and the threshold drops one vote for every two members who are absent or vote present. As he showed momentum during Friday's initial vote, Turning Point USA founder and President Charlie Kirk also lauded the Republicans who had held out and began voting for McCarthy after a developing deal became apparent. "These congressmen and women are close to delivering the most conservative Congress in history. That's a big deal," Kirk wrote.